Tens of thousands of police, firefighters, and rescue workers spent time at the World Trade Center site after the attacks on the Twin Towers. In the months and years that followed, many became ill. Now those with cancer will receive health benefits. WBAI's Linda Perry reports.
The September 11th terrorist attacks exposed a large population to a toxic soup of contaminants. Pollutants were in the smoke plume and dust cloud and emanated from the fires that burned above and below ground for months after the attacks. The list of chemicals and debris read like a mixture never before encountered by anyone. Asbestos, fiberglass, lead, benzene, concrete, petroleum, extremely high levels of dioxin. Firefighters like Kenny Sprecht, who were assigned to the Trade Center, didn't know what they were being exposed to.
I showed up the morning of September 11th after both towers had collapsed, before 7 World Trade Center had collapsed. I stayed until the afternoon of September 12th, and I left the site for the last time, probably the third week in November.
So you worked there quite a long time.
Yeah, I mean, no more, no less than any other firefighters.
Kenny Sprecht developed cancer.
I concluded when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 2007 that it didn't matter what anybody told me. I knew I was sick from my time at the Trade Center.
But Kenny Sprecht couldn't receive health coverage under the Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act until now. The bill, administered by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, was passed by Congress in January and came into effect last July. Zadroga provides medical monitoring and treatment to first responders, recovery and cleanup workers, and for area residents and students exposed to 9/11 toxins. It covers a wide variety of illnesses, and now it also covers cancer. Joel Shufro is executive director of NICOSH, New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health.
What we expected then and are now seeing is people developing different types of cancer, some expected, some, you know, not so much expected, and based upon recommendations from a scientific and technical advisory committee, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has now included these conditions as part of the Zadroga Act, and people with cancer can apply for both medical treatment and compensation.
Shufro says adding cancer to the list of 9/11 diseases covered under Zadroga opens doors for people to be treated. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney was one of the three who authored Zadroga. The bill provides care for first responders.
It provided health care for everyone who was sick and monitoring for everyone who was exposed to the deadly toxins. And the toxins were really, really toxic, and it's just common sense that it would make people sick. It was a combination of fuel and cement and glass and plastic and all kinds of chemicals, and it burned. Literally, the World Trade Center site burned for years. They couldn't even put the fire out down there.
Maloney says covering cancer is an important step.
It means that those who have developed cancer, often years after their exposure, will have the opportunity to receive needed care and compensation for the loss of their health. Each day I am humbled by the responders' bravery on that day, facing the fires, the courage that they had on that day, but many of them are now facing a new kind of battle, and that is one for their own health, in many cases combating cancer. So I'm particularly proud that the Zadroga Act can now include their needs and hope that they can accept once again the thanks of a grateful, grateful nation.
Fire Chief John Fenley worked with Ladder 78. He says he's very happy about the inclusion of cancers in the list of 9/11 diseases.
All right, we're losing guys all the time. You know, Brian Malloy just passed away 6 months. He was dead. You know, so they're going to find a lot of stuff. You see a lot of guys getting sick in later years. I look at the friends that I've known that have passed on since 9/11, and it's kind of weird stuff. It's out of my pay grade, you know, what's going on. But I'm happy for that. That bill is one of the best things that's been passed.
And what kind of a difference do you think it'll make in the lives of the first responders?
Well, for us, it's kind of an insurance policy for our family. you know, that's how I look at it, you know. So it's a good thing. I'm happy with the city and, you know, how they treat us.
Everyone in Fenley's firehouse responded to the call on 9/11.
I don't know any firehouse where everybody didn't go in. You know, that's part of the thing of the brotherhood.
And do you think back on how maybe the equipment wasn't good enough to protect you?
Well, that female governor who told us that everything was fine, or whoever that was. I remember that woman from Jersey. You know, that was wrong. You know, on the initial day, I came in from the east because we didn't know if it was I came in from the west side, because the wind was actually blowing from west to east. So you wanted the wind at your back, but because you didn't know what it was. But, you know, you always knew there was something there.
John Feel is with the Feel Good Foundation, which helps first responders. He worked on the pile after the attacks. He says his health pales to what others faced.
I've been to 61 funerals in the last 5 years. We have lost 1,300 people since 9/11 to 9/11-related illnesses. About 400 of them are cancer-related. That's just way too many good people, really, really, the best of the best of what this country offered 11 years ago, for them to die. You know, most people think on September 11th, today, the anniversary, that two buildings came down and innocent lives were lost to senseless violence. And that's sad. Today's a day of homage and remembrance. But these people that got sick and died, they got sick and died because of negligence and denial and poor leadership.
Feel is happy cancer is included in 9/11 illnesses, but says there is still much work to be done. Representative Maloney says it's the job of Congress to make sure that Zadroga extends beyond the initial 5 years and that legislators are responsible for ensuring that the money needed to fund Zadroga is available. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.